The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
Scanning the internet, printing, highlighting, taking notes, getting ready for the broadcast day, One Line Monday, 45 degrees downtown. If you haven't rolled over and checked your phone yet, winter storm watch in effect, late Tuesday night through Thursday night. Heavy snow possible. Total snow accumulations 5 to 10 inches, portions of central, south central, southeast Montana, and then the stuff we already know. Travel could be difficult. Hazardous conditions could impact the Wednesday and Thursday morning evening commutes. No kidding. And this is the type of storm where we hope we don't get 5 to 10 inches. Hope that kind of misses us. But sounds like we're going to get some, whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll either get 2 or 20.
I remember the picture Paul sent me years ago. He was supposed to get 2 inches of snow and he got a foot. Paul was not happy. Yeah. Sitting on the couch yesterday morning, my buddy called me and says, "Hey, you should come golfing today." I said, "Eh." He said, "Look at your forecast." He said, "This might be the last time we golf for a while." And what a gorgeous day yesterday.
It's not going to be the last time you golf.
Well, you got to be dedicated to your sport.
Right.
I might not be golfing again this week, but beautiful day, about 70 degrees, little tiny breeze, looking around. Trees still had most of their leaves, a lot of yellow, some orange. But that is going to change when the snow comes in.
Well, these storms just create more work. And
in an industry that's pretty heavy on labor to begin with.
Yeah. So I was going to wean this week. I might put that off. I don't know if I want to take the calves off in the middle of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get sick and got to get the cows out of the hills. Probably blow out my pipeline because it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
You know, 20s, there's nothing wrong with 20s. You know, your water lines and stuff, they're in the ground. They're fine for a while. But getting down to single digits, 3 nights in a row.
Mm-hmm.
If we do get some moisture, the moisture is going to go down. And if it goes down, then things freeze easier. So probably got to do that.
Look, folks, if you ever have questions on how things go wrong, talk to a farmer.
Absolutely. Got to get some stock tank heaters in because that's cold enough to freeze everything up. Got to get the cows out of the hills. Most of them will come down on their own. It's kind of like your kid when they come home from college and they haven't eaten for 2 weeks. You don't have to call them when it's 6 o'clock. They know.
They know.
They know right to sit at the table. So, but I'm going to have to go up and get the cows out of the hills, and get them a little closer. And so it's just, but the week after this week then looks nice again.
Yeah.
So temperatures back to mid to upper 40s, sunshine, which is good. Maybe this will all melt and go away. You got to remember, 6 to 12, the first 3 will melt. The first 3 inches will melt and go in the ground, even though they still count it.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still go in the ground. And then, because the ground's still 55 degrees, you know, 55 degrees. So, but then after that, with the cold weather coming with it, it's the end of the flowers. Going to be the end of the flowers this week. If you got flowers left like I do, it's going to be the end of her this week.
Yeah.
I see the ones down here downtown are TU already. I don't know if they had a frost or, let's say, quit watering them or something. But, you know, like the hanging baskets they have there around. Usually, I mean, they were beautiful here the last couple of weeks, but they're done now. They're in a flower on them. But that'll wrap that up. If you got any weeds or anything you want to spray in the yard, do that this week before the frost comes and you'll really get them. You know, get them sick. Get them sick and get them weak right before the winter comes, and that'll finish them off. And probably kill all their offspring, too, down below.
Mm-hmm.
Get them while you can. Hurt them while you can. Talk to them while you're spraying them. Let them know what's coming. But, we always seem any more to get an early October storm. Had one last year before. Last year when we got a storm this time of year in October, it never left. And we had to start feeding animals right away. So but I think this one will go away eventually. So they're just going to have to gut it out till next week. I was looking at some of the pictures of the weather weather maps, too, and it looked like it was going to be a little heavier south. So we'll see from, like, the Billings area south.
Mm-hmm.
So Roberts, you know, Joliet, Columbus, Hardin, places like that. What it appeared on the map. Now, they don't know. By the way, how's that... How's that El Nino forecast? Oh, Mark, 1 week after they issued a mild, warm winter,
mm-hmm.
we're getting a big blast of winter coming in.
24 hours ago, we didn't know we had snow coming. And now you're going to tell me the whole winter's going to do?
Yep, yep. See, they don't. They don't. They're getting hammered up in Alaska, places like that. I looked up there. Big snow, cold weather. Canada's getting it. So, it happens. October. It's already snow up in the Beartooth, so they already got a good start. They can have it. That's where it belongs, up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I had to winterize the sprayer yesterday, blow that all out, get that all taken care of, cleaned out some corrals a little bit, finished up seeding yesterday, and...
I told Paul, don't come in Monday if you're not done seeding.
And I told Mark, don't worry about it. Mind your own damn business, I'll get mine done, and don't you come in unless you at least hit your 3-degree hybrid wood seven times over there, or whatever in the hell it is.
It's a 24 degree.
24 degree.
And I snap hooked that damn thing all day yesterday.
I'll bet. So we both accomplished what we wanted to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll just have to grin and bear it. That's all there is to it. You folks that live here, you know. You know, I can already tell you what's going to happen this week. I can already tell you what's going to happen for a lot of you folks this week. Furnace isn't going to work. Why isn't this damn thing working? You ever want to see me naked again? You better get the heat on in this house. You know, that's going to happen a lot this week.
I think that's in the forecast,
yep.
Actually.
You were out hunting. You should have been cutting firewood. What the hell's the matter with you? We have no dry firewood. You didn't bring any in. You're going to hear that this week. I can't go anywhere in this car. You were going to put snow tires on, and my tires are shot. I need new tires. You ever want to see me naked again, too? You better get tires on. So that's going to happen this week.
Yeah.
All that. What'd you do with the snow shovel? You were the last one to put it away. What happened to the snow shovel? You go out and warm my car up for me. I'm not going out in this crap. I hate this place. I told you we should have moved to Hawaii. You're going to get all that this week. It's all coming this week. I'll tell you what else is coming this week, too. Bo knows these things. Yeah, the gutter's falling off because we didn't get all the leaves out of the gutter. Now we got all that snow and everything, and they froze, and now the gutters are falling off the house. Yeah, you had to go hunt with all your buddies.
But I'm glad you got your elk.
That's right. You ever want to see me naked again, you better get up there and clean those gutters out. The gutters are going to have leaves in them. You're not going to get the leaves up in the yard yet, and they're going to smash down. And then Sunday, when it starts getting nicer again, she's going to want you to go out and get those leaves up, and they're going to be all matted down. And you want to go get an antelope and drink Bergie. So, you know.
When's the last time you saw Bergie?
I don't know, or whatever you drink.
He doesn't drink it, folks, but he can talk it.
That's right. So all that's going to happen this week. It just does. So I might have to put off weaning. Not that I want to. It's time to go. They're ready to go. They need to get off the cows, but I just...
Well, like you say, why take the chance when the weather's
yeah,
bad?
Yeah, you know, they have more of a tendency to get sick.
You lose enough when the weather's good.
That's right. It's tough enough. And I got the grass and stuff like that, so it's not a real big deal, but well, it is a big deal, but getting semis in and out of there, you know, with 10 inches of snow, they get stuck, they got to chain up, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if I want to dink with that either. So, slipping, sliding, you break a leg, you know, stuff like, I mean, sometimes it's just not worth it. And sometimes, guys, they just make their mind up, that's it, we're doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what the weather's like.
Yeah.
You know, and they get out there and the spouses yell at each other and you didn't get the gate closed. I can't close the gate. It's frozen. The latch won't work. Well, you don't know how to do the latch. And then fine, you do it yourself then. I'm going home. I told you we shouldn't do it in this. We had to do it in this. I had the trucks come. And that just sometimes it just isn't worth it, you know. And the next week, I'll tell you what I always tell you about these storms. Yeah, it's going to be miserable. Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday. It's going to be miserable. And we're going to fight it. We're going to hate it. We're going to all go, oh, no, not this, not this early. And then by next Thursday and Friday, 47 degrees. Next Saturday, almost 50.
Oh, geez.
Partly sunny. Next Sunday, 46. Partly sunny. So by those days next week, you will have forgotten this week.
Mm-hmm.
You may have forgotten this week. She isn't going to forget this week.
She will never forget this week ever.
Ever. Because that's the way they are, Mark.
Remember that year you lost the snow shovel?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, you got a good week this week. So, time to get off your butt and get out there and get this stuff done before the next one comes. Well, I thought maybe I'd go out this weekend. We're going up to the breaks to look for... Okay. You might as well sleep with the elk. It's amazing how much that's a controlling factor in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, it's going to be rough this week. I added them up. It's got, you know, 6 to 12 Tuesday night through Thursday. Thursday night when it clears up into Friday morning, that'll probably be the coldest morning. I'm just... Out of my years of experience, when the storm leaves and it clears up, it's the first night that's the coldest after that. Let me see here. Let's see. Yeah, see, Thursday night into Friday, temperatures down around 9. So that means down by the river, it'll be 0
yeah.
or below. You know, what I've noticed, too, I've been watching this forecast a lot over the weekend while I was seeding. They change this about every 6 hours.
Okay.
These forecasts have been changing a lot. So it could change. It could blow off one way or the other. Or it could change to the worse, too. It could get stalled over us. So, but anyway, weather's a big thing here for a lot of folks. And here comes the first widespread snow of the season during El Nino. And it's in the Pacific Northwest, Mark, where all of the unseasonably warm and mild weather was supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
Boy, they sure lost that story in a hurry, didn't they? Seattle. I mean, up and down the coast, even into California. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska. So... that's where it's going to end up. Just what you wanted to hear on Monday.
Well, at least you know it's coming.
Yep.
Got the sprinklers blown out Friday. Did the last mow Friday. Ready for whatever we get now.
Got his blanket folded on the end of the couch. Got his new batteries in the remote. He's
I ready. Am ready for winter.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. He's ready, folks. Yeah, he's ready. I'm not. You never are. At the Weather Channel. And an NBC weather site and others, they still have their fingers crossed about some hurricanes before the end of the hurricane season. It just hasn't panned out. They're doom and gloom. Again, carbon footprint forecast my ass. Just isn't panning out. Norma now has been downgraded to a tropical storm. Hurricane Tammy is leaving Barbuda. Norma came ashore Saturday at Cabo as a Category 1. That could be where we're getting a lot of our moisture from, that hurricane shooting it up this way.
Mm-hmm.
They recorded a maximum wind gust down there, folks, of 65 miles an hour. We had that last week here.
Yep, we didn't make the news.
We didn't make the news.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you. Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo. Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party. The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
They did have up to 18 inches of rain in some parts out there in the Pacific, so that's bad. Got the air terminal back open in San Diego, got that open. The airport had to close down in Baja, California because of the rain. It wasn't draining quick enough off the runways, but Tammy hit. But still, the memory remains from Hurricane Irma back in 2017. No, it's not.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, see, they got to go back to one we had 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Tropical Storm Otis has formed over the Pacific far west. 40-mile-an-hour winds. They name them quickly. They purposefully do that to make you believe that it's just one hurricane after another coming. So they hurry and name these storms. Have they named this winter storm yet? You know, usually they name these winter storms.
Yeah, last few years they started doing that.
Yeah. How about Frosty? Let's name this one Frosty or Rudolph or something like that. And you know the old saying, folks, nor rain, nor sleet, nor snow near dark of night will keep people from going to Costco on Friday. That's the saying. That's the saying.
Have you gone yet?
Because it's the 27th and the new one opens. No, I have not.
Well, you better get into the old one this week.
Yeah, I know. I know it. It's on the list. Well, the storm kind of put me behind schedule a little.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that'll open Friday. And, folks, it won't make any difference what the weather. We could have Hurricane Norma hit here,
mm-hmm.
and there's going to be people just like Sonic and just like Chick-fil-A that will line up for hours to be the first one in,
mm-hmm.
grab the cart, and run around. And hopefully, loser from the news station will be there to do a story on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the new Costco opened today. And such and such came all the way in from Miles City to be the first one in. And we caught up and asked her what she thought about the new Costco store. Blah, blah, blah. Ugh. And I'm singing Get a Life. But that'll open Friday, so that won't slow anything down. See, Spirit Airlines, they had some trouble over the weekend, too. They had to, delay. A lot of flights, canceled a bunch of them. That's what happens this time of year, folks. That's why the Flakes trip, one stop.
Yep.
We can go to a lot of places, but that's two stops.
Mm-hmm.
Two going and two coming. And those planes come from all over,
mm-hmm.
except for last year. Last year, the plane that I was on that left Billings was the plane that took us to Cancun. Same gate. We got off the... Could have left everything in our seats because we had the same seats.
Mm-hmm.
Got off the plane and you look up and it says such and such flight to Cancun. Same gate. But you start connecting in the wintertime. All those planes that are coming to your connection have to come from somewhere else. And then you land another place and all the planes that have to leave from that point have to come from another connection. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we always try to do one stop. Just one. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself or Mark's with Cheryl Crow.
I think we'll fly her plane if we go.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because there's just the two of you and you can make it work. Okay? But when you have 140, it's a little different. Spirit Airlines canceled 100 flights, pulling some of their planes out for a service inspection. They're not saying why they had to pull their planes out and inspect them. 10% of their flights, according to FlightAware.
Hmm.
But Spirit doesn't want to tell anybody the nature of the inspection for the airplane. That's worse. That's worse than telling you, Mark.
Oh, well, we were going to tell you that a tire fell off.
We found cracks in the engine bracket.
Yeah, whatever it is, I'd rather know.
The windshields are leaking or something. I mean, they don't want to tell you. The FAA is involved in the inspection. Oh, involved inspection of brackets on the plane's airframes. Good guess, Paul. They canceled a portion of their flights. I've never flown Spirit. I don't even know where they originate out of. If undetected, the cracks could lead to reduced structural integrity. That's big in an airplane. And possible rapid decompression of that airplane.
Yikes.
Fatigue cracks in the frames of planes are a long-known risk. Well, that's good to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your captain speaking. At the end of my announcement, it's going to sound like a disclaimer for one of those new drugs and possible side effects.
Folks, you know, please, would you push the flight attendant button above your head if you can see out of the airplane besides the window? They have 198 planes. Half of them were canceled. Oh, here you go. Spirit is based in Miramar, Florida. They have canceled 3,600 flights this year. That's 1.5% of their schedule. That's lower than the 2% cancellation rate for Frontier Airlines, which is a budget carrier, and also lower than the rates for JetBlue and United that have canceled more than 1.5% of their flights. So, But that's another part of traveling, is canceling or redirecting or anything like that. A couple years ago, I remember when we went and there was a bunch of us that were going to fly down to Dallas. Well, remember, Mark, we had to go to Denver and stay overnight.
Yep.
Because we were all going to be on a plane that went to Dallas. There were so many people that wanted to go. So we were on a plane that would go to Dallas and then into Cancun. And about 2 months before that, they sent a notice up to Billings and said, we've taken that flight out. We've eliminated that flight. Well, that's good to know. So we had to, must have been 10 dozen of us or so. We had to go to Denver and stay overnight in a hotel and then leave the next morning out of Denver for Cancun. We were able to do that. But that's just the thing. And can you imagine if there'd have been two stops? Then that's why we always try to do just one. And if one of your stops is a winter hub, you're way better off. Because they can handle the weather.
Right.
Minneapolis, Denver, places like that. You fly to Houston or Dallas and they get a snowstorm or something like that, you're going to be in trouble. Mm-hmm. They have one de-icing truck.
Well, even a few years ago, Paul called me right before we were going to leave. And they had weather coming into Minneapolis where we were flying through. Mm-hmm. Said, let's go one day earlier.
Yeah.
So we did.
Yeah. It's great. You know, it's great to fly and everything, and it's so much quicker and easier and everything. But to me, the cutoff is about 8 to 10 hours. If I'm within 8 to 10 hours, I drive because you got to get up an hour before you got to get to you're supposed to be to the airport. You're supposed to be to the airport an hour and a half. That's 2.5 hours right there.
Right.
Then you get on the plane and you fly for an hour and a half. So you're already at 4 hours. And then, you know, you don't get diarrhea in your own pickup or whatever in the hell else is on the plane.
Miss, can I get some of that, please?
That's right. How much for that? Is that extra? So, I mean, that's the cutoff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking at a 12 to the 16-hour drive. Well, that's, you know.
A little bit different.
Yeah. Oh,
plus the closer ones, you got your own vehicle. You don't have to rent a car.
Right.
All that kind of stuff, so.
Miss, the guy behind me needs a mask and a cork. All right? So get him a cork and a mask. Jiminy, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I had the Whiskey River Chicken thing at the Dew Drop Inn here right before I got on the plane, and it's working on me. Yeah, so I don't know, folks. It's just one of the things that you got to deal with when you fly. We'll be out this week. Again, we're at the Bet this week.
Mm-hmm.
And which one? Is that the one out on King?
Right, one out on King where Bruno's used to be, in that same little mall there, little mini mall.
Okay. And we'll be out there this week. On the medical front, the second person to receive a transplanted heart from a pig has reached the 1 month mark. Mark,
give it to me.
Mark's been, folks. Mark's already got the record. He's been living with a pig's heart for 60 years. So, I mean, that's not the record.
As Halloween approaches, the Roadside Event Center in Huntley has some spine-tingling surprises for you. Join them Friday, October 27th for spooky Halloween bingo. Prizes, costumes, and eerie excitement.
But here's the big one, folks.
Saturday, October 28th, the Roadside Event Center presents the Exit 53 Halloween Party. The Halloween Bash of the Year. Dressed to impress, it'll be one for the books. The Roadside Event Center. Delicious food, thrilling games, and unforgettable entertainment.
Can't wait to see you there.
He's working hard to recover. University of Maryland School of Medicine released a video Friday showing Lawrence Fawcett pushing through his physical therapy to try to regain muscle strength. Last year, the Maryland team transplanted a heart from a genetically modified pig. Oh, I'm sorry. I want a non-GMO pig. Into another patient who survived for 2 months. The new experiment is part of a quest for animal-to-human transplants to ease the shortage of human organs. Going to be tough, but he's going to work it out, said Fawcett, who is 58, breathing heavily. They performed the first one into a dying man. He survived 2 months before the heart failed. Now, the reasons aren't completely clear, although signs of a pig virus were later found inside the organ. So that lesson led to changes before the second try, including better virus testing. Animal-to-human organ transplants, they are called xenotransplants, have failed for decades because people's immune systems immediately destroy any foreign tissue. That's a big sentence there, folks, that you should remember about your own immune system. It will immediately destroy and attack any foreign substance in your body, i.e. COVID. Remember they told us that your own immune system is better for fighting off COVID than the vaccine. Scientists are trying again to use pigs to make their organs more human-like. They're genetically modifying these hearts in these pigs. So far, his doctor said the pig's heart has shown no sign of rejection. The heart is doing everything on its own, according to Dr. Mohammed Mohideen, the Maryland team's cardiac xenotransplant chief. He's been able to stand. Physical therapists are helping him gain strength, and he needs to walk. Excuse me. Many scientists hope that the xenotransplants one day could compensate for a huge shortage of human organs. There are 100,000 people that are on our list for a transplant right now. Most are winning kidneys. Thousands of them will die while they wait. A handful of scientific teams around the country have tested pig kidneys and hearts in monkeys and in donated human bodies, hoping to learn enough for the Food and Drug Administration to allow xenotransplant studies. Isn't that funny? That Food and Drug Administration, folks, they won't allow. They just won't allow for that study. They'll push through a COVID vaccine that'll kill people, make them sterile, myocarditis, all kinds of problems. They'll push that through. And, folks, they don't have to release the test results from that COVID-19 shot for 75 years.
That's because it's all bad news. Otherwise, they'd release it now.
Isn't that something? They don't have to tell you what the side effects are. Here's people, Mark, that are dying, and they won't approve it. They're going to be dead. If you're dead and you know you're dead, Trump signed the Right to Try bill.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Government, they're going to say, nope, won't do it. Here's another problem with these transplants that I'm sure a lot of you know, and the doctors know too. These people that are getting these pig hearts and things like that, these people are all near death. Their body is not in good shape.
Right. Nobody says, you know what I think I'm going to do?
Exactly. they are near death anyway, versus somebody who is in better health that would have a better chance probably. But that's the way it is. When you get to that point, there are no other options. Heavy smoker. This guy's got breathing tubes, holes in his neck. He's got all kinds of problems anyway. And they're trying to save the guy. So, kidneys. They're trying kidneys. And With genetics, they're modifying the organs of the animal in order to simulate or get closer to what our organs would be like.
Right.
Probably with the way the aortas come out of the heart and things like that. We've been doing genetics, folks, in animals for hundreds and hundreds of years. And, you know, they started the experience many, many years ago with the people north of town.
They wanted to find
people that like goat, you know, and so they genetically modified that bunch up there. Yeah, know how to play the shoes harp or whatever it is.
Shoes harp.
That's it, Mark. Or whatever it is. You got to help me here, but I'm rolling.
You are.
They genetically modified that population base. But no, seriously though, you know, look at dogs. Look how they have genetically modified dogs from wolves. And look at all the different breeds of dogs that you have. And we do it with cattle. We can genetically pick the kind of cows you want, the size of the animal, milk production, marbling, all that through genetics. So it's something we've been doing a long time. Been doing it, cattle and horses, same thing. Gosh, the genetics and horses and thoroughbreds and things, they can modify, they can do things. So that's what they're trying to do with these animals, is genetically modify the organs to get a little closer to what our organs would be like. Someday they'll get it figured out. And, you know, just think if we could use, for instance, an animal's eye.
Oh, yeah.
For people that are blind. Figure out how to connect nerve endings and things like that. I mean, it's coming. It's down the road. Could have eyes like an antelope, or have night vision like a bobcat or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to genetically modify. You remember when they tried the mechanical heart? Remember the Jarvik heart? Mm-hmm. They tried that one, and that just doesn't work. They just can't figure how to do that. Body rejects it, all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's a mechanical thing they stick in your body. And who in the hell would, I wouldn't want to live with one of those damn things in me. No. Are you kidding me? No. God, you go out, you get a lightning storm. As much as my power goes out, I mean, I'd be rigor a mortis right mm-hmm. there in the driveway. I would not want anything like that. But then again, folks, thank God there are people like that, like this, who are willing to take the chance in order to benefit somebody else down the road. I mean, that's noble. So, but the whole point of the story is Mark has the record.
Is that the point?
That's the whole point. Mark has the record for the longest lasting pig's heart. He even had a license plate that admitted it. I'm a pig. He had that on his license plate.
I sold that plate, that pickup, to a guy in Wyoming. He never sent my plates back.
Really?
Yep. It's the only personalized plates I don't have.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm a pig. First news coming up, 6:09.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Events Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.